got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
This man, he refuses to leave the radio station. So we keep him around because we're good guys. It's Jack.
Also, he's just entertaining.
It's hard to get fired when you're not getting paid, guys.
Jack, last week we got you on the show. I'll let you retell it. So you read us a poem. Where did you write these poems? What was the situation of your life at the time?
Well, I was a criminal lawyer for a couple of years. This was just before the COVID stuff happened. But I was detaching from that job.
Yep.
I was
you were
physically
checking out.
There, but yeah. Mentally I was elsewhere. And I was in court at one stage. I just started writing things down. A memory struck me about a poo on a toilet seat in primary school, mm-hmm. and the pandemonium that followed, that swept the school.
Oh, goodness,
it was
me.
It was big news, and that's the name of the poem, Big News.
Right.
And so I was just like doing drawings. I was writing variations of this next to my notes, and I was like, okay, well now, I think this is officially, I've checked out.
I mean, this would have been a big scandal at a primary school, though.
Yeah. It was like, big news.
Yeah.
It was That's as why big it's called big news.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got you in again because last week we loved the very moving story about the canteen
free
journey.
Free food. Yeah.
What is the title of today's poem?
I'm going to read you two because I see them as siblings.
Okay.
Okay. So one's called Injection Day. I'm going to start there.
Okay.
Okay. It's only brief. Okay. Injection Day by Jack Parsons. Aye. Kids are pale, lined up, crying, sobbing. Some are stoic, but it's for show. Smug bastards are licking lollipops post-jab. My sister walks past with hers and doesn't acknowledge me. She knows I've seen her. There's a big pile of spew on the floor covered in sawdust. Same kid every time. Thank you.
Well done.
Wow. Thank you. Wow, sorry. Sorry. That is...
Thank you.
I just wasn't expecting it to be so
short.
Do you
know what? You've unlocked a memory for me. The sawdust. They just bring it out. Like, they wouldn't even clean it up. They just cover it in sawdust.
Where did they keep it?
I don't know if it was just my school, but the cleaner only came in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So God forbid someone vomited on a Monday or a Friday before they came the next Tuesday. So
I'd love to get to the sister of that poem. It's called School Camp.
Okay.
The big bus is parked on Gold Street. Parents with several kids mill about, looking forward to the time off. Parents new to the experience fuss and worry and hug and kiss. We climb on the giant bus and find a seat. I find the kid with the good snacks and sit next to him. The anti-shock discmans come out. Blink-182, Limp Bizkit and Eminem, aka Heaven. We share earphones. I'm not finished yet. Music back on. We share earphones and excitedly acknowledge the swear words. Sexual references, you beauty. The kid whose dad's a muso has a Nirvana CD. Sounds pretty good to me. 30 k's out of Melbourne, a shocking, inescapable smell fills every last air pocket. Yellow spew starts running up and down the aisle. Kids cry out, scream, stand on their seats. It's a full-blown nightmare. We pull over and the poor bus driver cleans it up, but the smell never really leaves. Other kids are set off and start to spew too. Same kids, every time. Thank you.
Wow. Wow.
Wow, Jack.
Thank you.
That is...
I'm moved.
Yeah. There's a lot of vomiting in your primary school, mate.
No, I mean, these are the weird things, right? They're the things that stand out. Poo on the toilet seat, the vomity times. Because spew was an awful thing to happen in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what?
When you're young, it's horrific.
It's like reversing your car into another car. That's the kid version of that.
Yeah. I'm reading between the lines here, and I feel like Jack was the spew kid.
Yeah, actually, there's never been an identity.
Let me
given.
Tell you, I wasn't a spew kid, but I was so afraid of the concept to the point where I didn't come from a religious family at all. But every night before going to bed, I would pray to the sky.
The spew
at
gods.
At the spew window of my bedroom saying, please don't let me throw up. Please don't let me throw up. Please don't let me throw up. Because I'd thrown up mid-sleep once and I felt so betrayed by
my
body.
God.
And the Lord by the sounds
and
of it.
And so I turned to God in that moment. Yeah. And, he's never been a big presence in my life.
Because he's not a genie, Jack. You're just asking for wishes.
I used all my three wishes on not vomiting.
I think that's when I stopped. School. I think that's when I checked out.
Yeah. No, lovely. Thank you, Jack. What we're going to get you to do is we're going to get you to stick around because what we need to talk about is where you fell asleep recently. You've been dubbed in by our general manager, Rach.
Yeah, we discovered something about you, Jack.
And 52232955, where did you fall asleep? I understand how he fell asleep here, Jess. But it is also still something that I find so fascinating.
It's Tim and Jess. K K-Rock 955.
Jack, unfortunately, you've been dobbed in by General Manager Rach.
Yes.
Now, I can almost guarantee you know what.
I do know.
Yeah.
Where did you run into our manager, Rach? Shiny Shoes, as she likes to be called.
We both happened to be at the same Sunday night sound bath.
Yep.
Sound
bath. So it's a yoga class.
Yin yoga.
Yeah.
With a side of sound bath.
I was going to say, she called it yin yoga.
Yeah.
Sound bath sounds way more woo-woo. Yep.
I think it's somebody at the front of the class doing the thing where you blow into an empty bottle.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Honestly, that's one of my skills in life. You figured out my side hustle. I just go to yoga retreats and just... 30K a year. So it's
wow.
Good pay. What happened during your yin yoga class?
The allegation is, so for the sound bath, by that stage, you've done half an hour of yin yoga and then you lied down and kind of restfully.
Savasana?
The
absolute best part of the whole. I go to yoga just to lie down at the end.
It's the best. So I'm in that mode. The person starts, you know, blowing on the hoo 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 hoo.
Yeah.
And the allegation is that I fell asleep. And can I tell you why the allegation is strange? Because our wonderful boss.
Yeah.
I'm including myself in that.
You don't
She said she knew it was me from the sound of my voice.
No, the sound of snoring.
How would she know that?
I think you have a pretty distinguishable snore.
It would be
so lovely. It'd be like
we all sit outside of your window at night. Jack.
Anyway, I don't know if it was me, but right. I do agree that I heard some snoring.
I mean, on the scale of like weird places to fall asleep,
lower end
yoga class. That's got to be common.
We did speak about this
earlier.
There's
an intimacy in falling asleep in a crowded room.
You say you don't remember falling asleep,
no.
But you don't remember certain moments. That's because you fell
asleep.
That's what happens when you fall asleep.
Yep. I'm hearing it. I'm just not exaggerating. And that's my choice.
Okay. 5223295 Where did you fall asleep? Jess, this is a superpower of yours. You could fall asleep on a train on fire upside
down. I'm so looking forward to, I've got a 10-hour flight to Japan in a couple months. Going to be the best sleep of my life.
Yeah.
I love to fall asleep on a plane.
Lucky you.
There's something cozy about it,
Wait till you have a child.
Steve from Lara's giving us a call. Steve, where have you fallen asleep?
Well, we're having dinner. My wife and I and another couple, and it was just like, you know, the wives are friends, so, you know, like, I got to be bored, and I just start having a snooze, and my wife just whacks me.
At the table.
In the middle of dinner.
Yeah, at the table, you know, I was tired, mate. I've been working all day. What did you expect from me?
Do you remember the last thought you had before you drifted off? Because you must have been in a really peaceful place.
Yeah.
No, I was just stuffed.
Oh, tie-tie.
The dinner conversation.
Yeah, just tie-tie.
Must have been just elite.
Wow. Sue from Mountain Aid, you've given us a call as well. Sue, where did you fall asleep?
It wasn't actually me. It was one of my clients.
What do you do?
When I used to do lash extensions, she fell asleep while I was doing them, and then she started kissing my arm.
Kissing your arm?
Yeah, kissing my...
What, she was having like a hot dream?
I don't know, but me being me, I had to record it.
So I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
Send it in.
I showed her, and I was also, I used to do her mother's and daughter's, sister's lash extensions as well. So I told her, you know I'm going to show them.
It's a very relaxing experience though, Sue. Like I've had my lashes done before. And it does, not for Tim. Tim wouldn't like his eyes being touched.
That's a form of torture for me.
He's freaking out at even the thought of someone touching his eyelashes. But it is a very relaxing experience. I nearly fell asleep when I had my eyes done.
How much tongue was in the kiss?
Well, you do get people snoring, but this was like she actually was grabbing my arm and kissing
like a teddy bear. Well, Sue, I think you've done enough to earn yourself a double pass to No Hard Feelings at Reading Cinema. So thank you very, very much for your call. Very good follow-up questions, Jack.
Yeah.
I hadn't considered there was tongue in the kiss.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, I want to talk milk.
Good.
Over the last few years.
We've been avoiding it.
I know.
And it's about time.
We don't want to be too controversial, you know.
No. Yesterday we got political. Today we're delving into it again. I don't know how we're going
to
do it.
Well, look, over the last few years, it's hard to know what kind of milk to go for. There's so many different kinds of milk. And then within those milks, there's other different levels.
Do you drink a lot of milk?
Yeah. I'm an A2 milk kind of girl.
What do you put milk in?
Tea.
Wow.
Sometimes decaf coffee.
Right.
Hot chocolates.
Okay. Because not a lot of milk comes my way.
Right.
My bones must be almost
powder.
You buy
a special kind of milk for your wife.
My wife really likes a Milk Lab almond milk.
Sure.
So I have that. The most way I consume milk is through the crepes that I make every weekend. And I use about 800 mils across the entire weekend. So essentially a litre of milk in crepe form.
Yeah.
In
crepe form.
Yeah. And like almond is my preferred because I don't have cereal. And I don't really care about the brand. Like my wife likes one in particular, but like almonds aren't.
Did you taste the difference when we made crepes with my A2 milk when we went away that weekend?
If my wife's listening, of course not. I mean, of course I did. Yes.
Yeah,
it's so significant.
Yeah.
Sure.
Definitely. Well, look, this milk expert has come out with a whole rating of different milks in Good Food magazine.
Okay.
And her name is Susie Burrell.
Are these common milks to us?
Yes. She's an expert dietitian and unofficial milk expert.
Great.
And she's rated each of these milks. There's 7 different milks that she's rated from 1 to 10. Okay. We're going to start off with the worst milk.
Well, it's not the worst. It's just the 10th best. So, because if you're not making the top 10.
She said that this milk received 0 out of 10.
Okay.
No positive nutritional attributes and is extremely high in saturated fat.
Because there's a lot of milks out there. It's got to be an oat milk, right?
Is it coconut milk?
I haven't even thought of coconut
milk. Right?
I often forget about coconut milk.
You often do forget about coconut milk. But yes, coconut milk. Absolutely no positive nutritional attributes. Avoid it. 0 out of 10.
Okay.
Coming in at 6th place, rice milk.
Haven't had rice milk.
I also haven't had rice milk.
Doesn't sound like a good time.
She said that it was sort of similar to coconut milk in that it hasn't got many nutritional outputs. But
so what I assume rice milk is like, you know when you make rice and there's water at the bottom?
Yeah.
Rice milk.
I mean, sort of, to me,
that's what rice milk, that's what I call rice milk.
In 5th position, your wife's going to be upset about this one. Almond and macadamia milk coming in at 5th position.
I've never had MacDaddy milk, no.
They scored 3 out of 10, almond and macadamia.
If you're middle of the list and you're scoring 3 out of 10, this is bizarre.
They're low in calories and they offer a little bit of nutritional value, but they have added calcium and unless they have added calcium and protein included, they're not usually very good.
Okay.
So try and avoid those. Number 4. Oat milk has really had a resurgence.
I've heard awful things about oat milk.
Really?
That it's really, really bad for you. But hey,
well,
I'm not a milk doctor.
She scored oat milk 5 out of 10. She said it's low in calories, nice creamy taste. However, again, it sometimes has that kind of added sugars and lacks that kind of protein value that we need.
Give us the top 3, Jess.
Full cream dairy milk coming in at 3.
Full cream made the top 3.
Yep.
Wow.
6 out of 10 for full cream dairy milk.
Really been putting in a lot of work. Okay,
really
good
has.
Job, full cream.
Dairy Australia earlier this year released a list and they said full cream milk is number 1.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Dairy Australia.
It's like Mars Bar saying
sure,
chocolate's
Jen.
The best.
Yeah. Number 2, this one surprised me, Tim. Soy milk came in at number 2. 8 out of 10 she gave soy milk.
I had a feeling soy was going to go high, okay.
Low in saturated fat, but high in protein. So a great milk option.
Why don't we ever compare soy milk and soy sauce and how different they are?
But both have soy.
But have soy in it.
Yeah.
One is a black substance. The other I put in my tea. What are you doing, soy? You do so much for us. All right.
The soy industry is really...
Yeah, they're killing it at the moment.
Number 1, this one is going to surprise you. The number 1 most nutritional milk. She's given this one a 10 out of 10, Tim. Nutritional value, good proteins, not too many sugars. Low-fat dairy milk coming in at number 1. Yep.
Well, I mean, in that ad where the general store worker saying low fat, extra cream, it's the first one she says in the list of extra dollops.
It's number 1.
And we got milk. I just want milk that tastes like real milk.
What is extra dollop?
Mate, you haven't come to the right guy. I'm not a milk doctor. Get this girl on the show. Can we get this girl on the show?
Can
we get this doctor on the show?
I can reach out.
Because that's really nice. I did not think low-fat milk was going to be the best
Me
milk
either.
For 10 out of 10.
I wonder where she ranks A2.
Well, it's not in the top 10, Jess, so get that garbage out of your system.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
July 4th is a big day in America. It's like their Independence Day, I'm pretty sure. I don't know exactly too much about it. I don't know much about the history of America.
Oh, it was like the American Revolution. Isn't that like what they're celebrating?
You've watched Hamilton a few hundred times. What do you get by that?
It's like their version of Australia Day, I think.
Okay. Right.
So it's rife in
controversial?
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's happening. I believe it's towards the end of their July the 4th now, but they've been celebrating, and there is a competitive food competition that's been synonymous with July the 4th. It's a hot dog eating competition. Mm-hmm. I remember watching a documentary about this in high school more than 10 years ago.
Oh.
About this hot dog eating competition on Coney Island. And a person named Joey Chestnut, real name,
great,
has won his 16th title. So he's 16 years, he's won this event.
That's wild.
Eating 62 hot dogs.
That is too many. How long did I have to eat?
I mean, it seems like it's too long or not enough time.
Is it a timed competition?
I'm not exactly sure. Food competitions aren't normally my go-to, but yeah, the way he slams these things down. Over his career, he has consumed 1,150 hot dogs in official competition. So yeah, that's not just like practice dogs.
That's too many.
That's a lot of dogs. 5223295. Tell us about the food competitions you attempted, like a food challenge.
Right.
Whether it's the local one.
Do you remember when you attempted to eat as many donuts as you could in 9 minutes 55 seconds?
Yeah, with Daniel's Donuts. The water bottle that they gave me as a memento to remind me of my failures.
Do you remember the food eating champion that I got on the show for us?
Oh, he had a great...
Jay Webby Can Eat.
Jay Webby Can Eat, yep.
He was at that hot dog competition.
Oh, wow. How did he go?
He ate 47 hot dogs.
Jay Webby can't eat as many as Joey Chestnut.
He just missed out against Joey Chestnut. 47 is a pretty big number.
Can we get... Maybe we need to follow up with our friend Jay Webby Can Eat.
I still got his number. I can reach out.
Hit him up, my guy.
Okay, great.
5223295. You didn't have to have won this food challenge. Just attempting it's the brave thing. Mm-hmm. Could have been a chicken parmigiana, could have been a steak, could have been a spicy challenge. I want to hear about your successes, about your failures. Andy from Leopold, have you attempted, won one, lost one? Give us the details.
Attempted. It was a 2 kilo steak challenge.
That's 2 kilo so much steak.
It wasn't, I mean, I don't know if it was from the same animal, but it was a lot of meat. So I went in there and I was firing on all cylinders, and about 300 grams in, 350, I knew I would fail.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. You hit a wall at a certain point because, Andy, I did a chicken wing eating competition.
Yeah.
And notoriously, I got to like 14 wings.
And spice is such a different element.
And it was, yeah, they added like a different level of spice every two wings. And I got to level 7 and I was done. I couldn't handle it anymore. 6 was fine.
7 was the no-go. Did you persist once you got to that around 350, or did you just go, well, I know my limits. Now I'm just going to have a nice steak dinner?
No. I mean, I pushed through as much as I could, you know. And another 200, 300 grams that I couldn't do. I think it was the chewing. The chewing let me down. Yeah. If it was pre-chewed on the plate or blended, and you just, like, scoop and shovel it in, I could have done it. Maybe like through a straw.
Yeah, like a puree kind of steak.
Did it come with a side of chips too, or did you forego the chips?
No, that was a side of chips. I didn't even make a dent. Didn't even have one. I was too focused on getting that cow down.
I do get a bit upset when there's chips and salads involved in like the Parmigiana challenges. And the steak. It's like we're not here to have chips and salad. We're here to eat 2 kilos of steak.
Or if you go to a German restaurant, they add a liter of beer in as well. It's like you're just filling
my
stomach.
I'm not complaining about that.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Guess. This
is the guessing game. Yes, if you give us a call right now on 5223295, we're going to ask 3 questions. They have nothing to do with your height, but from those questions, we will deduce exactly your height down to the centimetre.
Yes, we believe that your height is a good indicator of who you are. We have a radio show so that you can hear stories about us, get to know us. You don't have a radio show, so this is how we get to know you. Who do you want first, Jess? We've got a couple of people that have given
Carol
us a call.
Let's go Carol in Mount Dunedin.
All right, Carol, unofficial question. How are you?
Very good.
Okay.
Yourself?
Good to hear.
Yeah, we're going good. So we're going to try and get to know you by asking questions not specifically related to your height. Okay, Karen?
Yep.
First question is, do you have to tailor pants that you buy?
Yes.
Okay.
See, that could go either way.
Yeah, I know, but right. I'm trying. Give me a break.
Carol?
Yeah?
Do you enjoy summer or winter more?
Summer.
Summer. Summer. She's a summer girly.
Carol, what size shoe are you?
10.
10 ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Carol, just hang tight for a second. I think Carol's.
See, I was vibing with Winter that she was maybe smaller.
No, I think she's a taller lady.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying 10. I'm not saying a super tall lady. I'm going to say in centimetres, Jess.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 179 centimetres.
Oh, see, I was going to go 182. Should we meet in the middle?
At 180.
Yeah.
Okay. Carol, we think you are 180 centimetres tall.
No, 170.
Oh, 170.
You seem tall, though. What's up with that?
I'd say 170 is pretty tall. Like, I'm 163.
Yeah, but you're on your off shift from the Oompa Loompa factory, so let's not.
Okay.
That's not a. No offense, 170, that's not a tall thing. Big feet for your height, Carol. Congrats.
Oh, thank you.
It's okay. I realised when I said, like, what's the deal with your height? Like, what can you say other than, I don't know, that's just what I am.
I was born this way.
I was born this way. Sarah in Bell Park, unofficial question. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're going okay.
Good. Okay. So. Sarah.
Official question.
Official question time.
Okay.
When you go on a night out, do you enjoy wearing some heels or are you more a flats kind of person?
Do you know what? It depends. So, it like, the boots with heels,
uh-huh.
like I can do.
Okay.
But not like a stiletto or something.
Okay. Sure. All right.
Because I would fall over and break my ankle.
Yeah.
Right. Sarah, have you played any sports across your life? And if so, what are those sports?
Netball occasionally, but okay. I'm so unfit.
Okay. Well, no. You don't need to tell us that, but Sarah, thank you for the extra information.
Follow-up question to that one. When you did play netball, what position on the court were you?
Goalkeeper.
But, okay. But Jess, you
well,
were...
Well, let's Sarah. We're going to just have a little chat.
Yeah. Sarah's got good energy.
I vibed. Sarah just laughed when she said, ha, goalkeeper.
Because so you played goalkeeper.
Goalkeeper
Jess,
was my position,
and
Tim.
And you are
notoriously the shortest on my team.
Why did they let you go there?
Because I was a great defender.
I've played netball with you and I question that. But
how
okay.
dare you? I was the best on the team.
I reckon Sarah's in your league.
Are we going like maybe 159, 160?
No. I think we go 165 plus. I'm going to say 168. That's my. That's
168's pretty tall. That's 5 centimeters more than me.
It just isn't, Jess. It just isn't. It's not even tall for a girl. Let alone tall.
I'm vibing category. Pretty short.
All right, Sarah. We think you're about 168 centimeters.
Okay, so. I'm just going to say this. I have the same personality as Jess.
Because you're the same
exactly
height.
I am exactly the same height.
I knew it! I knew it, Sarah!
Sarah, is it because Jess, whenever Jess plays netball, when she goes to goalkeeper, I know the goal shooters and goal attacks look at her and they go,
they really? Get so excited
who
when they
this,
see me on the
who
court,
let
Sarah.
This little girl on the court? This is women's netball.
Yeah. It's the same. I get why?
You're also, why? Sarah, you're out in Bell Park. We should go get a coffee or something.
Yeah, you're both just two pocket rockets out there talking about goalkeeper. Life's for living.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K Rock 955's Tim and Jess.